All right, get ready, because today we're diving into a book that's not your typical self-help book. It's more like a guide to bending reality. Yeah, we're talking about The Just Because Club, Your Personal Metaphysical Fitness Trainer by Claude Needham.
It's packed with these experiments. I say that loosely, though. They're really more like adventures.
Yeah.
And they're designed to make you question everything, everything you thought you knew about the world and even yourself.
Yeah. I was looking through it earlier, and some of these are really out there. Like, who walks through a supermarket and doesn't touch anything?
See, that's the thing. That's actually one called Go to a Supermarket.
What's number
It's
three?
all about breaking out of those mindless routines we all have. You know, like when you're at the store and you
Yeah.
just grab the same cereal every time without even thinking. This forces you to be present, to
Yeah.
actually see what's around you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I kind of see that. But what about go to a museum? Who spends 2 hours in a museum and doesn't even look at the art?
I know, right? It sounds strange. But that's the whole point of the Just Because Club. It's about
Yeah.
doing things just because. Needham doesn't want to tell you what to think or feel. He wants you to experience these activities
Yeah.
and figure out your own meaning.
So it's not about finding the right answer, it's about asking the right questions.
Exactly. And you know, sometimes the most unexpected questions lead to the most profound insights.
For sure. So speaking of unexpected, what about the Just Because Club itself? Like, the book mentions it started with a group of students back in the 80s.
Yeah, it was like this underground movement. Needham would share these experiments with a select group. It was like a secret society for people who wanted to explore the edges of reality and consciousness.
So this book is like a behind-the-scenes look
Yeah.
at that exclusive club I'm in. So what kind of mind-bending adventures are we talking about?
Well, there are a lot of activities that play with our sense of reality. For example, there's one called Interchamber Transportal Doorway.
Okay, that one sounds interesting. Is it about time travel?
Not exactly. It encourages you to. Imagine that. Every doorway you walk through is a portal to a different dimension, like a parallel universe, or maybe just a slightly different version of the room you just left.
Whoa, that's pretty out there. But how does that actually change anything?
Well, just think about it. We walk through doorways every single day without even thinking. This experiment makes you stop, makes you question the solidity of what we perceive as reality. It's about cracking open those assumptions and considering that things might be more
Wow.
fluid and interconnected than we realize.
Okay, so even if you don't actually step into a different dimension,
Yeah.
just the act of imagining it can
Yeah.
shift your perspective.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes all it takes is a shift in perspective
Yeah,
to see the world in a whole new light.
for sure. There's another one called Deaf, Dumb, and Blind. That sounds kind of
Old way.
intense. What's that one about?
That one has you experiencing the world as if you're a giant robot. With delayed sensory input.
So I'm like a walk-in talking computer.
Kind of, yeah. You have to imagine that everything you're seeing, hearing, and feeling is happening just a fraction of a second behind real time.
That sounds disorienting. What's the point of that?
Well, think about it. Our senses, that's
Yeah.
how we make sense of the world, right? They're our connection to reality. But what if that connection isn't as immediate or as reliable as we think? This experiment forces you to consider that possibility, that we might always be living slightly behind the curve.
Wow. It makes you think about the nature of perception itself.
Exactly. That's what Needham wants you to think about.
Okay, there's another one. It's called Postcards from Home. It sounds creepy.
Ah, yes. That one's definitely a bit eerie in that one. Needham asks you to find camera angles in your house that make you feel like you're dead. And wandering around in the Bardo,
The Bardo.
it's a Tibetan Buddhist concept. It basically refers to that state of existence between death and rebirth.
Okay, that's interesting. But why would you want to make your house feel haunted?
It's about confronting our discomfort with death and the unknown. It's about seeing your surroundings in a new light, even if that light is a little, well, ghostly.
Yeah, I could see how that could be powerful,
Yeah.
even if it's a little unsettling. So
Oh.
it's not all about mind-bending reality shifts, though, right? The book also has experiments focused on self-discovery.
Oh, absolutely. Captured Moments is a great example. In that one, you create a deck of cards. Each card represents a significant moment from your life, and you add layers of detail, like facts, emotions, and sensory experiences.
Like building your own personal museum,
Yeah,
but with car.
exactly. And as you create this deck, you start to see patterns and connections in your life that you might have missed before. You start to understand your own story in a much deeper way.
Yeah, I like that. What other self-discovery experiments are there?
Well, there's I Am a Clone. That one makes you think about What makes you you? Imagine you're a perfect copy of someone else. Same memories, same experiences. So what makes you unique?
That's a tough one.
It is. These experiments are all about shaking things up, challenging our assumptions, and ultimately, leading us to a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us.
So far, this just because club is sounding less like a club and more like metaphysical boot camp, it's definitely not your typical self-help book.
That's what makes it so great. Needham's approach is playful, irreverent, and sometimes even a little bit absurd. But beneath that surface, there's a real depth and insight that can be incredibly powerful.
Right. And speaking of absurdity, I noticed that the book has these little editor's notes sprinkled throughout.
Oh, yeah. Those are from the editor. They add this dry, deadpan humor. That's just hilarious.
Yeah, like I was reading the one called Don't Touch Anything, where you're not supposed to touch anything in your house for an hour.
Right.
And the editor chimes in with, if you aren't touching anything, how did the stone fire start?
I love those.
Right. It's like a wink from the editor. Reminding us not take things too seriously.
Exactly. Exploring the unknown doesn't have to be all doom and gloom. It can be fun, playful, and even a little silly sometimes.
Okay, before we go too far down this rabbit hole, I want to hear from you, the listener. What experiment has piqued your curiosity so far? Which one would you want to try?
And here's a question for you. What does it even mean to do something just because, especially in a world where we have to justify everything we do? What happens when we just let go of the need for a reason and just embrace the experience?
Those are great questions to think about. We'll be back in just a bit to explore even more of these Just Because Club experiments.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the Just Because Club. Before we got sidetracked, we were talking about how Needham blends playfulness and deeper meaning in these experiments.
Yeah, and we wanted to know what stood out to you. I've got to say, I'm really fascinated by the experiments that mess with our perception of time.
Oh, yeah. Those are some of the most intriguing ones, like weak spots in time. Needham wants you to notice those moments where the line between the present and the past feels blurry.
So like those deja vu moments where you feel like you've been in that exact situation before.
Exactly. He's not trying to explain deja vu scientifically or anything. He just wants to cultivate that sense of wonder about the mysteries of time.
Okay. He's like, pay attention to those weird little glitches in your perception. They might be telling you something.
Right. And then there's behind the time, which kind of builds on that robot analogy. From deaf, dumb, and blind, you're still experiencing everything through delayed senses, but this time, the focus is on how everything you perceive is already in the past, even if it's just a fraction of a second.
So we're always chasing after the present moment.
Yeah.
But we can never quite catch it.
That's a great way to put it. It really makes you question that idea of a fixed timeline. It makes you wonder if our memories and expectations influence how we experience the so-called present.
Whoa, okay. So maybe Needham is trying to make us question everything. But in a fun way, of course. Speaking of fun, what about this experiment called Cartoon Prophecies? That one sounds a bit more lighthearted.
Oh, yeah. That one's great. It's about finding personal meaning in the funny pages. Needham wants you to. Look for messages or themes that resonate with your life.
It's like when a song lyric pops into your head at the perfect moment. And you're like, whoa, the universe is talking to me.
Exactly. It's about paying attention to those little synchronicities, those unexpected connections that can feel so meaningful.
Sort of profound insights.
Yeah.
Can come from the most unlikely places, like a comic strip.
Absolutely. It's about being open to the possibility of magic and meaning everywhere you look.
It's interesting because our culture often separates the sacred from the mundane.
Yeah.
But Needham seems to be blurring those lines.
Exactly. He does that even with something as simple as baking cookies.
Wait, there's an experiment about baking cookies.
There is. It's called Bake Some Cookies, but there's a twist. You have to imagine you live in a world where prayer is forbidden. So you bake cookies as a secret act of devotion.
Okay, that's interesting. So it's like taking something ordinary, making it careful.
Exactly. It's about finding those personal rituals that connect you to something bigger than yourself, even if it's just a batch of warm chocolate chip cookies.
I love that. Okay, this next one. Leave a theater. Sounds a bit rebellious. Is he seriously saying we should just walk out of a movie?
He is. About a third of the way through, you just get up and leave. Think of all that time you get back.
I can see how that would be empowering. But wouldn't people think you're weird?
Maybe. But it's about breaking free from those social expectations and reclaiming your time and attention. Why do we feel like we have to finish a movie just because we bought a ticket?
Yeah. It's like we're following these unspoken rules.
Exactly. Needham wants you to question everything. He's always pushing those boundaries.
And sometimes he does that literally, like in turn the TV upside down.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Watching TV upside down, it's such a simple thing to do, but it totally changes how you experience it.
I bet. It'd be like watching a foreign film without subtitles. You'd have to be really close attention to the visuals.
Right. You start to notice things you never would have before. Like the actor's expressions, the composition of the shots, the use of color.
Yeah, it makes you more of an active participant.
Exactly. Instead of just passively watching,
yeah.
Speaking of being an active participant, there are two experiments where Needham has us become time travelers. Create a newspaper from the date of your birth. And create a newspaper from your death date.
Wait, are we talking about actually making newspapers?
Not literally, but imagining them in great detail. For the birth date one, it's all about research. What were the big news stories that day? Who was president? What was the price of a loaf of bread? It helps you put yourself into the context of history.
And for the death date paper, you get to imagine the future.
Exactly. What scientific breakthroughs will there be? Will we have solved climate change? Will we have colonized Mars? It's a fun way to explore possibilities. And remember that the future isn't set in stone. We have a part in shaping it.
That's a really cool idea. So Needham seems to be really into rocks. There's Find a Rock and Touch a Rock. What's the deal with the rocks?
Well, in Find a Rock, he wants you to really think about the rock. Don't just pick up any rock. Find one that speaks to you. Notice its size, its shape, its texture. Does it have a smell? It's about appreciating something we usually take for granted.
And then Touch a Rock is about touching a rock.
Yeah. It sounds simple, but Needham hints that there's something more to it than just the physical act of touching. He even recommends a book by a friend of his about having profound experiences just by touching a rock.
Wow. Okay. What kind of profound experiences can you have from touching a rock?
Well, I guess you'd have to try it and see. But I think it's back to Needham's philosophy that even the most ordinary things can have hidden depths and unexpected connections to something bigger than ourselves.
I like that. So
yeah.
In 1,000, you touch the same rock 1,000 times.
That's the challenge. It's about repetition, mindfulness, and maybe even transformation. What happens to your perception of the rock and yourself after 1,000 touches?
Okay, that's one I might actually have to try. So what about these social experiments, like Pleasant Company, where you sit in silence with a friend for an hour, separated by a screen?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. It's a different way to explore the dynamics of connection.
What?
And being present without using words. You're sharing space and time, but in an unusual way.
It's like silent meditation,
mm-hmm.
but with a friend. What about sitting back to back?
Similar idea, but you're back to back. It might feel awkward at first, but you might be surprised by how much you can sense about the other person without even seeing them.
Yeah. It makes you think about all that nonverbal communication we do.
Exactly.
And then the experiments that put you in uncomfortable situations, like wait your turn. What's the point of waiting for your number to be called if you never took a number?
It's about patience and expectation and the absurdity of systems. It's also about finding amusement in the unexpected.
Yeah, Needham definitely likes the absurd.
He does. And then there's stage presence, where you go about your day as if an invisible audience is watching you.
So, brushing your teeth becomes a performance.
Exactly. It's about being mindful and intentional, even with the most mundane things.
Right. And maybe a little self-conscious, too.
Have you read Be the Ghost yet?
Oh, yeah. The one where you pretend to be a ghost?
Yeah.
Haunting your own house. That one definitely caught my eye.
That one's a bit spooky.
Yeah, it is.
It's about facing our fears and exploring our darker side.
Right. And maybe having a little fun with it too.
For sure. It's all about finding that balance between the serious and the playful.
We've covered a lot.
Huh.
But it feels like we've only just scratched the surface. There's still so many more of these just because club experiments to explore.
Yeah, we have a lot more weirdness and wonder to unpack.
All right, welcome back to our Just Because Club marathon. My brain is already doing backflips from all these experiments, but I'm ready for more. What else does Claude Needham have for us?
Well, now we're getting to the really challenging ones, the experiments that really push you outside your comfort zone.
Okay. I'm feeling adventurous.
How about justify yourself to a group of vegetables?
Wait. I had to explain myself to a bunch of produce.
Pretty much. Needham even suggests a lineup. Turnips, radishes, lettuce, carrots, and onions.
Oh, I bet the onions are there for the tough questions. But seriously, what's the point?
It's about facing those inner critics, but with a sense of absurdity. Imagine trying to explain your whole life to a table full of veggies. It's a way to confront those self-doubts and insecurities in a new way.
So it's like those nightmares where you're naked in school.
Yeah.
But instead of your classmates, there's a bunch of vegetables judging you.
Exactly. It's playful, but also makes you think. How much of our self-worth comes from what other people think? And what happens when those other people are just vegetable?
Okay. I can see how that could be powerful, even if it sounds a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Well, if that wasn't enough, there's give up control. You make a list of things you need to do. But instead of doing them in order, you roll dice to decide what to do next.
So my to-do list becomes a game of chance. Mm. Kind of like that.
Right. It's about letting go of the need to control everything. Sometimes the most unexpected detours lead to the most interesting places.
Yeah, it's like picking a random adventure from a travel guide. You might end up somewhere you never expected.
Exactly. It's about enjoying the journey, not just the destination.
Okay, I'm seeing a theme here. Needham wants us to shake things up, break out of our routines.
You got it. And that continues in experiments like give up the remote control. You give the remote to someone with totally different taste in TV than you, and they get to choose what you watch.
Oh, no. What if they pick something terrible?
That's the challenge. It's about letting go of your preferences and just accepting what is. You might be surprised by what you find when you step outside your comfort zone.
Okay, I'm realizing that these experiments aren't just about doing weird things. They're about becoming more open and flexible.
That's exactly it. He wants us to be more adaptable, more accepting, more willing to see things from different perspectives.
So sometimes that means embracing chaos.
It does. Like in Surf Without Consideration, this time you have the remote and you just flip through channels with no plan whatsoever.
So it's like the opposite of mindful channel surfing.
Pretty much. It's about being impulsive. Following your curiosity. You never know what you might find.
I like that. Needham's kind of like a chaos agent.
He is, but there's also a generosity to some of these experiments, too.
You're right. Like in Give Without Regard, where you put money in a gumball machine, but then walk away without taking the gumball.
Right. It's a small act of kindness, and it challenges us to think about why we do things. Do we always need something in return?
That's a good point. It reminds us that. Generosity can be simple.
Definitely. And then there's, you never know who you're talking to. You eavesdrop on conversations. But imagine that there's a whole chain of invisible people listening into.
It's like someone could be listening in on my gossip session at the coffee shop.
Well, maybe. But the point is to think about how our words and actions can have a ripple effect. We never know who might be listening.
It reminds us to be more mindful of what we say.
Absolutely.
Needham is really good at making the ordinary seem extraordinary.
He is, like in walking in a photograph. You go about your day, but you're aware of that. You're actually frozen in a still image.
So I'm like a living photo.
Exactly. It's about paying attention to the details, appreciating each moment, and maybe even striking a pose.
Uh-huh. I like that one. And then there's the asphalt below me. Is that the one where you imagine the ground is moving? Instead of the car.
It might make you dizzy, but it really shifts your perspective.
Needham is kind of a trickster.
He is. He's a master of disruption, but he does it to help us see the world in a new way.
He's definitely opened my eyes.
Yeah.
Feeling inspired and a little bit dizzy.
It's a wild ride.
It is. And maybe I even have a new appreciation for talking to vegetables.
If you had to pick one, just as an experiment to try today, which one would it be?
That's a great question. And what if you could design your own... Just because. Experiment. What would it be? And what would you hope to discover?
Let us know on social media. Use the hashtag Just Because Club. We'd love to hear about your adventures in bending reality.
And who knows? Maybe Needham's out there somewhere watching us just to see what we'll do.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. And